Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Capitals played last night. Want to get into their huge win, Danny, because in the biggest game of their year to this point, they were able to get 2 points in regulation with style points, man. They looked great doing it. 5-2 over Calgary on the road. So they win 3 in a row, 6 straight points in 3 games to come back from the longest road trip of their season, the last time they'll play out of the Eastern time zone on the year. Huge accomplishment for them. And as of right now, coming home, they have a playoff spot. They have traded off veterans in a year that's been kind of a disaster in terms of their highest paid players.
Yeah.
Ovi got off to a really slow start. Nicholas Backstrom all but retired a week or two into the season. Yevgeny Kuznetsov was terrible, one of the worst analytical players in the league. They have since traded him. They moved on from veterans. They've called up a bunch of kids. And not only are they hanging around, but they're starting to climb the standings. Last night, Alex Ovechkin, the team captain, leading the way with 2 goals.
Wilson fighting for it. Got it to Pacioretty. Left circle. He scores! Alex Ovechkin with a tip of his own in front of a Pacioretty feed to the front of the net. Ovechkin on a man advantage.
Here, and it's Strome. Bring it back down to Carlson. Ovechkin scores! It's his second goal of the game, and that is vintage number 8 from the office.
Ovi.
A missile.
Over the last 21 games with 13 goals. That is a little better than a quarter of a season's worth, so that's not a small sample. If you extrapolate that out, that's a 50-goal pace. It's as if his issues early in the year were the anomaly and the fluke. And that's not what he is now, right? He's back to basically the Ovi of every season before this one over the last quarter year now. 2 more goals last night, 13 in that 21-game stretch. He's sitting at 21 on the year, on pace for about 25, and he's very much back in business as it pertains to catching Gretzky.
Hey, what a relief, by the way, that happened. It's now, it's a thing again. For a while, it was not. Now you're going, how many years is he going to have to play? Another 3 or maybe 4 seasons to do it? I don't feel good about it.
Isn't it amazing how every single time people start to count him out, it's the Undertaker gif where he sits up and he's back from the dead?
You'd think idiots like me would learn, but here I am going, I don't know. I don't know. He's moved to left wing without emotes now. I don't know if it's going to happen. Good heavens. The guy's amazing. By the way, goalie interference went against the Caps again last night. That's how I know what the rule is.
The pits.
If it affects the Capitals negatively.
It's so true.
I know we're talking about bigger fish to fry. They won. Yeah. I'm glad they won. They played really well. They deserve to win. Ovi's on fire. If a goalie interference question comes up, there's an easy diagram.
Which side are the Caps
Does
on?
It negatively affect the Washington Capitals? That's the side you go to and just wait for them to arrive.
It was funny because last night, Joby and Locker are both going, oh, that's clearly goalie interference.
It is, Joby.
And I'm like, well, then clearly it's not going to be. If you think that the stupid rule fumbling into the end zone's bad or catch or no catch, hold my beer. Let me let you meet goaltender interference. But the kids, man.
Yep.
I love them. Hendricks LaPierre is legit. He had a great defensive play to save a win against the Kraken the other night. Had a goal with awesome hands and hand-eye last night. Beck Malenstein was like a fourth-line grinder. 13th assist on the season last night on Willie's empty netter. 7 of his 19 points have come in the final 10 minutes or overtime. He's played really well. The Capitals have allowed 4 goals or fewer now, and you're dating back almost 5 weeks, like 80% of the time. 4 goals total in their last 3 games. This is the fourth time this season that they've allowed 2 or fewer goals in 3 or more games they're playing. Great defense. And Charlie Lindgren, what a star. What a stud. They paid Kemper.
Yeah.
He was like the, we'll give this guy a little money.
In addition, we'll get Charlie Lindgren.
He'll be the backup. Lindgren, 5-1 with a 1.3 goals against and a .956 save percentage in his last 6 games. Standing on his head. You know how hot he is? He's hot enough that last night, and I'm getting ahead of myself, but I was like, if they make the playoffs, he could steal a series from a really good team. That's how well he's playing. Now, when they get to the playoffs, he's still got to be playing at this level, and they've got to get to the playoffs. They've got 16 games in 30 days, and only 5 of them are against non-playoff caliber teams. So getting in is going to be tough. But the win last night, at least according to one of the sites, they went from a 44% chance to a 56% chance to get in.
That's a pretty big jump. That's nearly, what's that? Hold on, carry the two. That's like 12%.
They are in via the wild card right now, which I think is actually the tougher road.
Uh-huh.
And they're 1 point behind the Flyers. And now they come home for 4 straight games. Got to handle their business.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that this was possible, frankly. Because you touched on it at the top of discussing this. The huge salary commits to guys like Oshie and Backstrom and Kuznetsov. And to a degree, Ovechkin. Although, you know, obviously he's kind of earned a lifetime pass here. But those other guys, whether it's their fault or not, we're not contributing up to that level. No team in any sport, when you've got that level of salary cap allocation and you've got no production from them, can sustain, can be any good. And so they're all pretty much out of the way. Now, Oshie and Ovechkin aren't, but this wave of kids has kind of filled in really nice, and it's a lot of fun to watch them.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.